Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Today, one of those Farm City opportunities to alert farmers about a significant education opportunity next week in Lexington, and bigger picture to explain to everyone else what forages are and why they're significant. First, though, the significance of a seminar next Tuesday at the E.S. Good Barn on the U.K. campus in Lexington on development of new forage seed varieties.
There's many new forage varieties that have been developed in recent years, and most of those are significant improvements. And we're fortunate March 8th, Dr. Joe Boughton, who worked for a number of years at University of Georgia and also at the Nobel Foundation in Oklahoma, he's really the premier forage breeder in the last 25 years in the U.S. He's going to be in town, and we've asked him to be the keynote speaker for that seminar.
U.K. Extension Forage Specialist Ray Smith says there will also be a commercial seed company spokesman on getting the best seed, and Ray Smith will address how some of those new varieties are actually performing here. Getting the right seed means money.
To make a decision with what forages to plant, what variety to plant, you're planting something that you want to live for 5 years or 10 years or even longer term in many cases. So it's an important monetary decision, an important decision for just the health of your animals in grazing that forage in the future.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. Al Purnell here, the good sausage man. Here on the farm, we have lots of things to do and lots of good things to eat, like Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage. We still make it good every day by using all the best cuts of meat and seasoning it just right with Daddy's old recipe that's been proven for over 80 years. So for premium sausage at a good price, pick up a package of Purnell's Old Folks Country Sausage, because it's good.
Now today on Making the Non-Farm Connection, I asked Ray Smith to simply explain forages and their huge role in Kentucky agriculture.
Forage is defined where the vegetative or leafy part of plants are eaten by livestock. So it really includes everything that's in a pasture, everything that's in a hayfield. So there's 7 million acres of Kentucky that would be considered a forage. So fed to dairy cattle, fed to beef cattle, fed to goats or sheep or horses. So forages is really, when we drive out in the countryside, it's a lot of what we see besides the trees that we're driving by.
Kentucky soils are generally good for forage growth, and the plants are good for the environment, helping hold the soil in place. And economically, a lower cost way for feeding livestock. They're a major reason we are the largest cattle state east of the Mississippi. For program and registration details on next Tuesday's event, check with your local extension office. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.